Okay, let's bring on our first and only guest of the day today. We are excited to once again bring back our good friend Chris Kaysen. He is the co-founder, the Tea Sommelier, the editor-in-chief of Tavalon Tea, and he's been with them for a long time. He's actually written a book. Is that truly?
I don't want to.
A Guide to Tea?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Wow, now he's an author.
Yeah. He's got a lot of free time.
I don't know. You see, this is what I don't understand about Chris. I know he recently got engaged. I know he could have really used the author title to really get a lot more women. I don't know why he settled so soon. I don't know why he did that, but we'll find out. Chris, welcome to the show.
Wow, what a great way to be welcomed on. Thank you, guys.
Chris, it's been a pleasure. We haven't talked to you in a while. Tavalon Tea, our official, the official tea of Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. What is going on with Tavalon Tea? What's happening now?
Wow. Well, first of all, how are you?
Well, we're safe. I'm safe. The fat guy is,
I'm a little unsafe at all times.
Yeah, he's a little unsafe.
At any speed.
But we're okay here today in Atlanta. Atlanta kind of dodged the big bullet.
Chris, you there?
Oh, we might have lost him.
It sounded like we lost him.
That's him calling back.
Yes.
We are waiting to touch base with the co-founder, the Tea Sommelier, the editor-in-chief of Tavalon Tea, more than 10 years of research and development on loose-leaf teas, and he is the author of A Guide to Tea, and we are waiting to get him back on the phone. I'm waiting anxiously right now for the button to be hit.
He's back.
Chris is back.
Like magic.
Sorry about that. You know, the weather that you guys were having, we are on our way getting right now. So,
well, Chris,
I'm
guess
sorry
what?
If I get cut off.
Guess what? I got a chance to reintroduce you.
It was even better.
And this one was even better. Yeah. I left out the whole thing about you getting engaged now and getting married and the author. I left that whole part out now. So
right.
You are now officially.
And he left out that whole part about the time you left Tavalon and worked at Starbucks for 6 months.
I'm back in my swinging bachelor days. Great.
Yes.
Perfect.
So what's going on?
So, a lot of great stuff is going on with Tavalon in the past year since we last talked. First of all, we got into one of the biggest food distributors in the United States. It's called UNFI, which means hopefully very soon your favorite health food store will be carrying Tavalon Tea.
Wow.
Which is very good news. We also got approved by probably the biggest food service distributor in the United States, which is Aramark, and which means that your company cafeteria or one of the like will hopefully soon be carrying Tavalon Tea as well.
So Tavalon Tea, it will no longer be it'll be everywhere. It will no longer be one of our best kept secrets. It will be everywhere. Everybody will know about Tavalon.
Yes. We're constantly growing. We, as I'm sure you know by John Paul's conversation that he had, we're also growing hugely in Korea, almost as big as Tavalon U.S. now, actually. So we've got an international presence as well. I can't complain. Despite this economy, we're moving on the up and up.
Do you think that tea's going to catch on in Asia?
I think there's a possibility.
Now, tell us, you've written a book called The Guide to Tea.
I did. I wrote the book. That's actually how I met John Paul. I was in Las Vegas talking about my book at a tea conference, and I happened to see this young guy.
Wait, that's what you're going with? That's the story you're going to tell us, or that you just happened to be in Vegas? Because what we've heard, Chris, about Vegas, there's a whole nother world that was going on. No, that didn't happen?
We don't talk about the other stuff that happens in Vegas. That stays there.
Okay. So you're in Vegas, and that's where you met with John Paul.
Yeah, he's walking around with his book, in Vegas, and there's John Paul. And John Paul's like, "Hey, I like tea too."
And that's as much of the story as I can tell you.
Now, where is most of the tea? Where is the tea, first of all, grown?
Well, most tea comes from, it's indigenous to a small part of India and mostly China.
Now, is that the only place that it's actually grown is in India and China?
No, actually, now most of the tea in the world is grown in Argentina. That's where our the big commercial tea company that's alive and well in the United States. That's where they get most of their tea from.
Now, but what type of environment do you need in order to grow tea that only India, China, and Argentina have that we can't seem to grow it in other places? What is unique about those environments that they can grow tea there?
Communist countries.
Well, I mean, you know, we actually do grow some tea in the United States. Actually, where I'm from, right next door to you guys is South Carolina.
Really?
In Charleston, they grow tea.
Really?
There's the American Tea Plantation, yes. Yep.
No kidding. I did not know that.
And in Hawaii, they're starting to grow tea. So it is, I mean, I'm actually growing tea in my backyard in beautiful northern New Jersey, so you can grow it pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, and I just got a prescription for medical tea here in Atlanta.
Medicinal tea.
Right.
Wow. So tell us first of all about the book. When you said you wrote a book about the Guide to Tea.
This is like 20 years ago.
I know, but I still want to know. I want to know how you got so deeply involved in tea. What was the thing that got you into tea, Chris?
Well, first of all, it wasn't 20 years ago. I'm not quite that old yet. But I was telling you about the tea plantation in South Carolina. It actually wasn't too far from my house.
Uh-huh.
So I grew up around real tea, and, you know, being a small town country boy, I kind of figured everyone grew up around real tea. And then when I moved up north, I got a nasty little surprise. Most people are drinking this terrible tea made with the dust and what we call in the industry fannings, which is basically the bottom of the barrel.
Ah.
And I said, I got to do something to change this. And so, you know, when I got out of college, I realized this is what I want to do. I want to talk about tea, tell people all the good stuff, why real good tea is important.
Well, the good news about tea is that it's very hard to find anybody that will refute that the health benefits of tea. It's tea is really, really positioned itself now into a really good place because there's a lot of great studies that have shown, especially when it comes to green tea and white tea, how helpful it is for us.
Absolutely. I actually just saw this study that the BBC did. I think it was about 2 months ago. And they found that drinking tea is actually better for your body than drinking water.
Mm.
And that's pretty significant because they say water is the source of life. So,
yeah.
You know, I guess that makes tea the super source of life.
Right. Maybe tea actually purifies the water now. Maybe they're saying water isn't so good for you anymore.
Exactly.
And that we need some tea to clean out the water.
And what a delicious way of cleaning it.
Right.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Tavalon and what makes Tavalon tea so awesome?
Besides and John, Paul.
Oh, well, I mean, we're only the vehicles to get this great tea out to the masses. It's really the tea that speaks for itself. We source only the best tea from around the world, be it from India, Sri Lanka, Japan, South Africa, South America. And what we do, which is kind of unique, is we create these blends that are totally based on the American palate. So we're not trying to force the Asian tea or the English tea on the American palate, because if that worked, tea would be the number one beverage in the U.S. But the sad fact is it's not the number one. It's not the number two. It's number seven this year. So that
right.
shows that the tea companies out there really aren't doing something right. And in my opinion is you got to kind of meet halfway. And so all of our blends are specifically catered to the American palate. And the way that we do that is through focus groups. So only the ones that score 8 out of 10 or above actually make the cut.
Wow. So 8 or 10, or you got to get at 8 out of 10, Lee, to get on Tavalon.
Now, when you're creating this blend, do you have, since you're from South Carolina, is there a fried chicken blend, to capture the southern cuisine?
I prefer the collard green tea.
What about the crumbles of fried chicken? Because that's everybody's favorite part.
I haven't eaten lunch yet, and you're making me starve.
See what happens with the fat guy?
Idea.
Chris? See what happens if that guy
I try to get fried chicken in every meal. In every meal.
That's what he's. That's how he rolls.
you're giving me good ideas now.
So when it comes to
that's amazing. It's a number seven beverage.
The tea,
yeah.
Out of all the things,
seven. I mean, that's like it's number one everywhere. Like I'm sure in Asia it's number one.
Absolutely.
It's like throughout the world it's number one. Here it's seven.
Now, Chris, yeah. Do you think that Tavalon Tea will get into actually creating your own beverage at some point? Because it's such a great name. Like it's such a, you know, like I see Tavalon Tea like, you know, is like its own beverage by itself. Do you think you will ever go in that going that
absolutely.
That
absolutely. Ah. Well, so now one of our new projects is to create a bottled tea, but it's a bottled tea that's going to serve multiple purposes.
Dr. Fitness wants input on this because he has some. He's very particular.
Chris, I'm very. I've got some strong feelings about this. I will tell you, and I will. I'm going to divert some attention. There's the tea out there that I have found that I'm
don't
actually.
Don't tell him. It'll make him feel bad.
I don't want him to feel bad. I just want to let him know. No. You know, I've. Recently,
he has spent a lot of time researching this subject.
You know how this is how I research my teas. Well, I'm not talking about loose leaf teas. We're not talking about the stuff that you make at your house. We're talking about drinks that are
in a bottle,
right? That are processed,
pre-made, yeah,
right? That are pre-made. I will tell you, I go to Whole Foods. I always check to see if there's any new one, and I'll experiment with myself. And I'm always very rarely does a tea come along that
wows him
that I like. And one has come along that I really do enjoy. And it is the Honest Teas version, the new one in the plastic bottles of half tea, half lemonade. Now they have managed to put in only 40 calories, I believe.
It's the correct balance of sweetener and tea and lemon.
Yes, it's lightly sweetened. They don't throw in any of the artificially sweetened crap.
He doesn't like those.
Don't like that. I don't like that. And it's the perfect blend of just a lightly sweetened beverage and the right flavor and the right taste. Now, they have other ones that are terrible. That's the only one so far that has made the grade with me. Now, I really enjoyed it. And I will tell you that Peach Snapple is a tea, right, Lee?
That was his old favorite.
That was my old favorite. Raspberry and peach were my favorite, but too many calories. It's too much. I don't need
absolutely.
All the sugar. I don't need it. It's killing me.
So now, here, I'm going to give you this. This is on me, Chris. You're welcome. If you can create a tea that combines tea with coconut water, the Dr. Fitness will do cartwheels all the way up to Brooklyn and get it from you.
Yeah, that might be something to add in there. If there's a way to combine coconut water and tea flavored, that would be
great. You know, if I told you, Doctor, that we were already working on that.
You're kidding me. Look at that.
I hope you'll start the cartwheel.
You're kidding me. You see, the people...
That's how cutting edge they are.
They're just smarter. They're smarter up in Tavalon. They know. They're already doing their research and knowing what to do. So
it's all the tea we drink.
It's all the tea you drink, absolutely. So you guys are really doing some serious work into creating this beverage.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Wow. The kind of interesting thing about these, I don't know if you know this, but one of my side projects is trying to bridge non-tea drinkers into the tea drinking world is if you can't, you know how we say in New York, if you can't get people to come, give them free booze.
Yes, so. I say that too. That's how I met my wife.
So the new idea is to create these ready-to-drink beverages that are delicious by themselves, but also make great mixers.
So. Oh, nice.
Very good. Very, very good. Very smart. So I guess there's a lot of partying going on at Tavalon right now.
We call it product development.
Product development. That's great. That's really good.
So how did those blooming tea things go? You sell a lot of those?
Oh, we do. We do. The blooming tea, in case everyone's not familiar with it, when he says blooming teas, he means these teas that look like a little ball. And then when you drop them in water, they unfurl, the leaves come open, and it's almost like a ballet. In the industry, it's actually called the agony of the leaves. It's a very poetic. I don't know if you know this, but these are actually handmade. There's an old guy in China that literally sits there with a string and a bunch of leaves and hand makes these things.
Is that
they're pretty intense.
That sounds awesome. Now, is there a way – have you looked also, Chris, into another passion of mine is making sangria. Is there a way to make sangria and put sangria
– Santia.
And put – Santia. There you go. Is there a way to put tea into sangria?
There is. I've done it. And if you go to my blog, which is www.tavalon.com/blog, and click on the recipes section, you'll actually see – I think I have two different – tea sangrias, one white, one red recipe.
And how did it come out? How did you like it?
I've been to Barcelona where you can find the best sangrias in the world, and I got to say, this is right up there with them.
You're kidding.
It's
really, really delicious.
That
so
sounds
now,
like you're bragging.
So now,
Chris.
Do you brew the tea? Do you brew the tea and then put it in, or do you put the leaves in? You know, because the sangria, you're not heating it up. You're not heating the wine up, but so you brew the actual tea and then add it together. Is that what happens?
Or right. Usually that's how you do it, or a combination of the two sometimes works. Like half of it is pre-steeped, half of it you steep in there.
Okay.
The big thing that you want to stay away from is literally just because, like you said, you're not going to heat it up. You don't want to leave the tea leaves in there too long. Bacteria kind of really
right.
like. Bent tea leaves, and we want to avoid infections when at all possible.
Good tip.
I always recommend, even with iced tea, the sun tea that us Southerners are so familiar with, I always try to talk people out of that. Because basically, if you don't know what sun tea is, it's throwing tea leaves in water and putting it out in the sun all day.
Right.
And that is a health code violation.
But Chris, this might open up a whole other market for you in adding the probiotics into the tea to kill the bacteria that once you've consumed it, now you throw in a little probiotic.
So it evens out.
Well, have you heard of kombucha?
No, I have not. Tambucha?
Kombucha, it's kind of an interesting concept. Whole Foods carried it for a while, then they had to get rid of it because it contains a slight amount of alcohol, and it's not really regulated how much alcohol it contains. So then they started regulating it, and now Whole Foods carries it again. Basically what kombucha is you take a tea, sugar, and then you introduce it to some sort of, it's called a mother or a SCOBY, where it's like a yeast.
Uh-huh.
And you're not drinking the tea, you're not drinking the sugar, you're not drinking the yeast. You drink the byproduct of the yeast eating all this stuff. It's an interesting concept. I think it originally comes from China, but they grow it in Japan, and it's becoming increasingly more popular in the United States because among those people like you were talking about with the healthy food addictions. Those are the type of people.
Can we throw it in an energy drink? I think if we threw it in an energy drink, we'd sell a lot of it.
I probably could.
Well, it seems like, Chris, there's a lot of things that are going on in Tavalon world and a lot of great stuff that's going on. I also know that you recently got engaged. And maybe it might have been time that you might be getting married soon. The marriage might be coming up.
I am. I've got about 2 months left of freedom.
Now, is there any way of incorporating tea into the wedding? Has that been discussed
at all?
They're
going to throw tea leaves instead of rice.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know if we would throw tea leaves because, you know, the tea that we get, I would rather drink it than step on it.
Right.
But we are at the wedding. Instead of the traditional cocktails, we're going to do tea cocktails. And at the end, when they usually serve coffee to tell everyone to get out, we're going to be serving tea to tell everyone to get out.
Very good.
So, wow. That sounds like a great idea. Now, for our listeners out there, if you go to Tavalon.com and the website, you can buy loose leaf tea there.
And now they have it in the little packets.
And
that's new.
Absolutely.
There's great stuff on the website, and you guys are always doing stuff on the website and promoting. There's always great little sales things. I get emails all the time. I love it. Tell anything that's changed on the website, Chris, anything you want to tell the listeners about some of the products that you have there as well, new products that might be there?
Well, Well, not only do we have those the little sachets that are new, we hand make every one of those sachets, by the way.
Who does it? You or John Paul?
Oh, you know, we sit at home and keep both of us together. And
while watching Jersey Shore, you make a bunch of sachets.
Fist pumping the whole time, yeah. And, you know, and we also have iced tea sachets, which is kind of interesting. We think of a regular tea bag, but five times the size. So you just throw that in a half gallon of water and...
And you're, ready,
you have,
and you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Oh, that
Which
sounds
Which is very
good.
Important in these upcoming summer months.
That's right.
You need to stay well hydrated, and iced tea, especially unsweetened iced tea, is a very healthy way of doing it.
That's
you can
right.
make your own lemon iced tea, doctor.
Right, and then you can control the amount of sweetness you want instead
right.
of having to
exactly.
be forced to drink 140 calories.
That's crazy talk.
Per serving. We want less.
Absolutely.
Well, Chris...
And I think it's kind of cool, too, because... You know, we can do a ton of different teas as iced tea. Most Americans are only familiar with iced tea as just a standard black tea, but I happen to think that oolong tea makes a far superior iced tea than your regular black tea.
Well, Chris, as Dr. Fitness, I don't know if you know my resume, but I have accomplished many things in my life. But one of the things yeah. that is still
left... most modest at his high school.
One of the things that is on my bucket list... of things to do, Chris, is before I leave this earth, I want to be involved in creating a tea that my legacy okay. is looked back on. I want a flavor that's looked upon and said, I was part of something that was huge and people can now enjoy. Is there any way for me to be involved in the taste or something?
Can't you
that's
make him
tea?
Part of the focus group?
Yes. Is there any way I can be part of this focus group to come up with a tea that will be easy? Because here's the problem, Chris. I fell
picky.
In love. I fell in love with this tea. The problem is that you know these companies. They may decide if they don't sell enough, it's gone. It's not coming back. Like
yeah.
I love that product that Coke put out. That little hint of lime with the water.
Gone.
Guess
yeah.
what? People didn't like it. I loved it, and it didn't go. So I try to blog about it. I try to promote it.
He's only one man.
My ventures
He's only
all
one man.
Failed. But maybe yeah. with Tavalon. That might change. Can I be involved in a focus group?
Absolutely. When you know, I'm actually working out a one of those iced tea sachets I was talking about that not only has black tea, but it has a lemonade mix pre-mixed
into it.
So you can have your half and half.
Wow.
So,
that's
and
a dream.
I will personally put you on the top of the list
at
our focus group.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking, Chris, because you know what?
And then you sweeten it yourself. It's your sweetener.
Absolutely.
You do it yourself.
See that? Maybe I need to be trained in
to be a sommelier.
Sommelier. Maybe I need to be Dr. Fitness sommelier. I need to be a part of this.
Well, come on up to New York.
I know. That's where all the training happens.
What tea sommelier school did you graduate from?
Well, so far in the U.S., the title is a little more vague than that. There is actual tea sommelier training in Canada. You can get it in Asia, in China, in India. I actually studied in China and India, so I have received some official training. Now, what we're looking to do kind of in the far future is actually start a, not necessarily Tavalon specific, but a tea in general, where we encourage all the tea professionals to take a part of it, to create a tea sommelier program in the United States.
Yeah, I
like
that's
it. That's
a
good idea.
I like it. I like it.
I hate when these people are recommending tea to me at those stores. You know,
and they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know
it's
what
like
they're
they
talking about.
They take an online class and they think they're an expert.
Well,
absolutely.
Well, Chris, it's always a pleasure talking to you and to have our friends, the official tea of Dr. Fitness the Fat Guy. Tavalon Tea is our official tea. You can go to Tavalon.com. There's great products there. Great loose leaf teas. There's the sachets now
the
that
blooms.
Are there, and the products that you can actually brew your tea in. Rightly,
they got the little gravity teapot,
the gravity teabox, the wonderful stuff there. Chris, always a pleasure to talk to you, and congratulations on on soon to be married, joining the world of.
Right, we haven't got our invitation, but I'm sure it's here coming shortly.
He hasn't gotten your gift. Well, he hasn't gotten your gift yet, Lee. Yes. So that'll
usually the invitation comes before the gift.
You don't need to. Yes. You can. You're a very giving guy.
In my culture, that's how we do it.
Chris,
well, I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for having me again.
Listen,
I can't wait to talk to you.
I hope if you're coming through Atlanta anytime soon, please stop by, come up to the studio, meet with us. Let's talk tea. Let's sit down. Let's drink some tea. We'll make some sangria.
Three cups of tea.
We'll make some Santia. Mm-hmm. We'll do whatever we have to do to move Tavalon to the next level.
Let's do it.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Take care, Chris. Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Chris Kaysen. He is the co-founder, Tea Sommelier of Tavalon Tea. Go check them out at tavalon.com. Tavalon, that's T-A-V-A-L-O-N.
Right, that's the only place I buy tea. Period. End of sentence. Done. They're the best.
And when you're online, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. All one word. That's where you got to go. So go there, tell your friends, because it's important if you tell everybody, we need more friends. We need more listeners. Yeah, we need more friends.
I don't
know
why this is difficult.
Well, maybe we're not clear.
We have to tell them to do this.
Maybe we're not clear enough.
Okay.
Maybe we need them to do more stuff.
Look,
they have to work.
Just share our stuff.
Yes,
if
tell
you
everybody
like
about
it,
us.
Send it to your friends. If you don't like it, send it to your enemies. Just send it to somebody.
And also, one of the things you can also do is go buy our book, 37 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. 37?
Well, my book is 35 things, but you wrote another book, 37? I have no idea.
This is the paperback version. We have new paperback versions coming out. There's two new ones that are coming out. We're adding two new tips. These are the tips you can't even believe. Yes. They're unbelievable. So go buy our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Turner Publishing, great book. Or tell some big company to buy thousands of them. Yeah. That's even better.
That's
that
what
helps
our
us
friends
a lot.
At New Step did.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly what they did.